that let us first learn over again in the Gemara Atach Manches Amid Beis, and then we'll go back to Agamar and Bach Mem Dalad Amid Aleph. The Mishnah and Bach Mem Zayin Amid Beis says, Hoya Oviv Oibnoi L'Soichoi Nofa L'Boiroi. We're speaking about a Sheir of Reuben went into the Chotzer of Shimon, and Nofa L'Boiroi fell into the Boir. Hoya Oviv Oibnoi L'Soichoi, and the father or the son of the Baal HaChotzer was in the Boir. Mishalim es ha-keifa, so the Baal HaShoya pays keifa. And Rashi says, and the Mishnah Mishalim es ha-keifa, bigmore porech otamu v'amay nokat ani. So we have a double problem. If it fell into the boil, it's a tam, so it doesn't pay keifa. Number one, and number two, why do you need oviv ebenoi? V'amai hotamu. It is a tam. The Gemara did not want to assume that it's speaking about that the Shere was mapple himself into the boyer for four times. Samilsa de la Shriche. So Mustamat speaking about it fell in once. Omar Rav, no. It's no problem. Bemuad lipel albanei odom beboiris askina. Speaking about a muad that's mapple himself albanei odom beboiris. So Mamela says, it's very good why you chayif kaifa. Ihochi bar ketolu, if it's speaking a muad lipel albanei odom, so it's a bar ketolu. So Rashi says, Bar Ketolo hu b'nefila kamaise. So then the first nefila was speaking about the kavone, so ischayev mise from the first nefila, v'hayech bo lidei muad. So how did it become a muad? Pishla megabi muad in the giches, all the time, this kashe, always arises. How do we have a muad? Meditam katlina lei ikala meimer kedamrinen bepirken delal. The kotel v'orak, speaking about that the sher killed and ran away. Inami b'shem akirin es asher. Inami shohuzme zaymeme zaymeme. Avol zeh, if it's speaking about he was mapel himself into the boil, the kavon eleroig loy olo minaber me'ilov. So he will never get out of the bear by himself. So then, if we're taking him out already, so we'll make sure that he won't run away. V'loi ein makirim. We have the share in front of us. V'loi huzmu the mils of this like kolei. That's the many others ask Hashem. Mora says, on Daf Mem Aleph, Amid Aleph, the Gemara said a teretz, the kotal v'orak la'agma. So Rashi says, la'acher sheheidu boy borach. So Rashi says, the story is speaking about that they were meyit, so it seems the show was still b'rshus beznin. La'acher sheheidu boy borach, he ran away, so it seems you can run away even though after your Bershus Bezen. So what is the problem over here? Let's others ask this. Baal Koponim, here Rashi seems to be saying that that if Bezen took him out of the boil, it would zicher kill him. So how can he become a muad? Omar Rav Yosef, the Chaza Yereke, the Nofa. So Rabbi Yosef says that speaking about the Choza Yereike Esev al Pia Boer, Ubo lo ochloi, and he went to eat this Esev for Nofal. Ach nefile lo yichaven. He wasn't mechaven, not the way we thought till now that he was mechaven. Lahapel atzmai. So then it was mechaven, so we'll kill him. It's speaking about that it fell into the bear without kavone. So Rashi has a problem. If it's speaking about without kavone, and here we have a teretz of Rav. Rav of all people holds that shalei bekavone is no din taifa since ein asher beskila. The hach nepila lo yechaven. Umi a taifa shalei bekavonem mishalem benefila achoine. But Rashi says by the fourth nefila he'll pay taifa. Four times it fell in shalei bekavonem. Va'af al pi she'ein hasher beskila. Even though the share is not beskila, v'shemina l'rav, the omar potter mizer mizer. Rashi said, if we heard before on Daf Mem Dalet, that Rav holds ein hasher beskila in the baile mishalmim kaifa. So over here it's shalei bekavone. So Rashi says, hani mili bebuad l'negiches bekavone. There it is speaking about, it is a mood on the gichais bekavone. Va'orek la'agma borishainis. So the first three times it became a mood through the gichai bekavone. V'nogach dalet shaloi bekavone. The fourth negiche, that's what Rav says, potom mizem mizem, is speaking about that the fourth negiche was a negiche shaloi bekavone. He became a mu'ed to negiche bekavone. Now the negiche that's supposed to be mechayev him kaifer is a negiche shaloi bekavone, is potalei migzeres hakosev, tachsiv asher yisokel v'gam ba'ol of yumos. Because man she'ein asher beskila in bailam mishalmim kaifa. That means that the chi of kaifa can only be chal on the oifen that the hador was chal. The door was chal with negiche bekavone. The door was chal with a negiche that's mechayev the sher skila. So the tashlume kaifa can only be if you have a negiche bekavone. Avol ze shloi hoise boi chiev skile klal. But here, the negiche, the first three nefilas, was not a nefila that's mechayev skile. It wasn't a nefila bekavone. So ena dosoi elo lekeifel shoshen v'regel b'chotzer anizik. So the hador was not a hador of Karen. He never was mechaven to be mazik. So the hador makes him a mu'ed to be mazik b'shen v'regel. The utminin Beregel shadosa agabitinik bechotza nizik dika kaifa beregel. The Gemara says before that there is a chi of kaifa by regel. Ba'afal gav, the shaloi bekavonu bein asher beskila. Even though that regel is shaloi bekavonu bein asher beskila, afal pikein, is a chi of kaifa. So here it's also speaking about that it was, he's also speaking about a hador that after the three times it became a mood for shame v'regel. Bochinami b'choze yereke v'nofal tell the Dishaini, the Miskaven Lahanosai. He's Miskaven Lahanosai. So the Hador of Shane does not need that the Sher should be Miskila. Hador of Karen, so the whole Hador was Ayyidei Shekavanosai Lahazik. That's what made him a Mu'id. So Mamela, so the Negicha, that's Machayev him Kaifa, also has to be Kabanosi Lahazik in order to be Chayev Skila. But this is a door of shame. Vim Taima Mishunahu Ve'enzu Shame. So Rashi Esakashe, but this is not shame. It's Mishune. It's not an expected action of the Sher. That means this is not expected that a Sher, even though Chozi Bereike Benofal, but it should go so close to the Boer and fall in. This is Adavar Mishune. And that is not shame. Shame is something that could be expected. This is something that would not be expected. A normal shayer will not go so close to the bird and fall into the bird. So it's not shame. It has characteristics of Karen. It's Mishune. The aside of Karen is Mishune. We had before in the second Perek, Rashi said, Pshat, the Gemara said, if you don't say, Akelev Shenotal Charore V'holach L'Godish, so the Gemara says that the Kelev is Chayiv on the Charore Nezek Sholei. So the Gemara says that we see if you're Chayiv on the Charore Nezek Sholei, we see Stam Dloseis Chaturei Sein Eitzel Kelev. That it's an expected, one could expect that a Kelev would dig underneath a door in order to get to a Charore. It's not Mishune, it's something to be expected. So Rashi says, because if it would be something that's not expected, you would pay chatzi nezik on the charor. So we see from Rashi, Amir dikazach, even though the achilas hacharor is mamish shein b'chotzer anizik, but if it's an unexpected shein, it's not a normal occurrence, so this falls into the category of keren, which is mishune, and you pay chatzi nezik. That's why the Gemara says, "Stam blos is chaturah same eitzel kelev." So Rashi asks over here also, even though the purpose why the Sher fell into the bowl was because it was wanted to eat the yerek, but it's a dover mishune, so it has a din kerem. Im taima mishune hu ve'ein zu shein, kiven de yayid le uchehu. But since it became a mu'ed, it's ulchei. We see klar that this is a shoyer that is careless when it wants to eat. It's not careful how it eats, and then the chazer yeruke can fall into a bird. I see this happen 4 times. So that is the case. Yechayev, so this is a hador of, was Mishune the first 3 times. Now but it was a hador that they became a hador not to an oifen that's Mechayev the Sher Skila. It was a hador not bekabonar say lahomis. So this hador, afilo according to Rav, you'll pay kaifer on the 4th time, even though the shayer is not biskila. Ru'ukmi lahach nefila achoina b'miskaven. So Rashi asks, why do I have to say such moiridike chadushim? Let us say that it's speaking about that the first 3 times is choze yereike v'nofal. And that is why we did not kill the Sher. We had a problem. How did the Sher why didn't we kill the shir the first time it fell into the bear? So we'll say the first three times it fell into the bear was shaloi b'miskamen. And the fourth time, it's speaking about that it was miskaven lahapel atzmai leber, and that is why Rav holds yechayiv kaifer, because tishoyer is chayiv skile for the fourth time. So, why don't I say this? Rashi says, lo imatzina, legabi kavon netamu. If that would be the case of the Mishnah, that it became a mu'et, so the fourth nefila bekavone is, he never did this till now. The first three times, he was doing this only l'shem ano. You never find that the shay was once kabonose lahazik, that the shay wanted to kill people. So we had the problem, so it's a tam, the leke kaifa. The whole kolkama the lechose yereke leiyayit. We never found that the shayer was chose yereke and would be mapple himself into a bear. So therefore, we have to say the fourth time was also chose yereke. The first three times it has a din of mishune, which right mustame has a din tam, but the fourth time it has a din shein. And you'll pay kaifer, and the hador of shein, you don't need a sher beskila. L'chayre, according to this pshat, is very good why it's oviv or benoy. If the mazik is shein, so you need Shein is only chayiv b'chotzer anizik. So l'chayre, the oviv u'benoi, it's their chotzer. So the one that was killed, I think there was a shoot was like a chotzer. It was oviv, they lived there together, the oviv u'benoi. So memele, so then it's shein b'chotzer anizik. If you have a third person that was in the boyer, So it's not shame b'chotzer anizik. L'chayre, you need the shame b'chotzer anizik. You need the peiris of the nizik in b'chotzer anizik. Then you're chayiv. You have someone else b'chotzer anizik. That's not called shame b'chotzer anizik. Okay, so that's why Rashi says it is shame. It's very good. You have oviv ibnoi. We had a problem why you didn't kill the show. So we say it's speaking about that was loynis kaven lahapel atzmei b'boil. And you pay kai for the fourth time, I feel according to Rav. Let us see Rashi, Taisvis. The Chaza Yereike V'nofal. Rashi Muki Ahi Dohoya Mischachach B'Koysel B'Gimel Pomit. Now, Rashi differentiated by, in the Gemara and Daf Mem Dalet, Rav holds your potter from Kaifer, and here Rashi says that Rav holds your chayiv Kaifer. So Rashi mukehi do hoya mischachis bekaisel, begimel pomim arishayna loyhoisa kavanose leischachich, ela bekavone lahapil al ha'odam. The first three hapolis where he wanted to kill the people, upoto diktoni, and that what he was, so he became a mu'ed lahapel kaisolim al ha'odam, and really he was chayev skila by each hapolis. There's no kash over there, he's a bar ketole, which the kash over here was, so how did he ever manage to kill again? Because there's no problem. He ran away. The Orek La'agma. The only problem over here was that here it's in a bayah, but over, and by our Mishnah Daf Mem Dalet, there's no problem. Upoto diktoni hosam. And that what it says, it's poto for Misa, ahach achoine.
The fourth hapole shoysel is chachech. Barishayne is ahanu shenase mitoich kach muid. The first three hapoles make that viestakashi is a tam. He's a tam to do such a thing. This is, he is not a muid to do such a thing. It's like a mishuna dikizach. The way Rashi says, by us also, it's a mishuna dikizach. Chose yeroike v'nofal, so it's a mishuna dikizach. That it should be mischachach bekoisel, a fil lanosay, and should throw over the koisel, and then someone should get killed. So therefore, the Gemara, so you have to say, no, he throws over Kaisolim. The sher is more to throw over Kaisolim. He threw over Kaisolim to kill people. But the fourth time, he did it not to kill. V'rishoynes ahanu shenasa mitoich kach mu'ud, u'bahach achoyne choshev lei mishunektas. The fourth hapola is called mishunektas. The way Rashi says, just like by us, it's called mishunektas. Shahorag b'nefilas ha-kaisel. That's a pesadovel mishune, that by rubbing against ha-kaisel, the kaisel should fall down and kill someone. That's why he's only called the mu'ed ela machmas harishaynis. That means if it would be mamish not mishune, by not mishune, by regel, you don't need the hador of regel, or the hador of shayn does not need mises hasher. The holding of Mises Asher is only by the Hador of Karen. So first you have to make him a Mu'it. You have to make him a Mu'it. So we're saying the first three times was Kavanosei Lahazik. The first three times was Kavanosei Lahazik. And the fourth time it was Lahanosei. V'zeh doichik, d'choshiv mishune, masha oise la'anosei lechel, yeroike oile hischachich. So Tosfos says, this is a doichik. He says, l'choire, if it's speaking about la'anosei, sai a gemore, that's speaking about chose yeroike, or sai the gemore, l'hischachich, la'anosei is called mishune. So l'choire, we could say it's speaking about Stamazi, it was, he's a mu'ed. So Poshut, what should I say? Poshut, I should say that it's called Lahanosai. It's a mu'ed Lahanosai, and this Hador is not Mechayev Skila. So according to Rab, it should also be Chayev Kaifel. So the first Mahalach of Rashi, that you need a previous Hador, in order to make him a mu'ed, is a doichik. V'gam teimo hu loima na v'mu'ed ba'apolos koisel achroinish oise shaloi bekavone ayidei arishoinish shahoyu bekavone. And Tosfos asks another kasha. L'chayre leitrashi is speaking about that the first three times he was mechaven Lahapel akoisel bekavone, and the fourth time it's speaking about shaloi bekavone. Because if the first three times would also be shaloi bekavone, so then we have a problem. So why leitrava yupata min akoifer? Then it's mamish agamor. We have an agamor. It says that you're chayiv bekoifer. Yechayev by koifer na gemor. That's what Sasorat says. Yechayev by koifer. Four times it became a mu'ed, and the first three times it was mishune. It's a tam. It's you don't pay koifer. And the fourth time it was, it became a mood, and now you pay koyb, and I, it's not the skila, a mood of shame, you don't need skila. So so that's what Rav said on Daf Mem Chesam at base. So if we will say on Daf Mem Dalet, it's the same story that it's speaking about, that the first, it's Mishune. It's what, if it's not Mishune, so it's a mood right away. So finish. So it's a mood, not, it's the Yipay Kaifa without Skila. So what's the problem? So you have to say it's Mishune Ktas, and you need the first three apollos to make an ice mood. Now, if the first three apollos were also lahanosai, so what is it different than Agimore? That Rav says that Yechayim Kaifa, because this is a hador that's not Mechayim Skila, because he became a muid. To a mood of the Mazik of Shane, where you don't need that the Shemichayim Beskila. So therefore you have to say that if there is a problem according to Rav, in Andaf Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, that Rav says you don't pay Kaifa because the Shair is not Beskila, so you have to say it was Hador, that the first three times were Bikavone Lahapil Al Bnei Adam. So that's how I became a mu'ud. So, frektach toisvis. So, b'meila, if I became a mu'ud through an oifen that's mechayiv skila, so I'm only chayiv koifa if the fourth time was also a chayiv of skila. That's the zeres akosov of you need that the show should be beskila. If the hadov was a negiche shal chayiv skila, it became a mu'ud through an oifen that's mechayiv skila, so the koifa is only chayiv, when the chayiv koifa, if the fourth negiche was also a chayiv skila. So, frektach toisvis. So how does this become Mitzurif? How does the fourth Apollo, which was L'shem Hano L'Hischacher, how do I become a Mu'id to the first three Apollos, which were Kavanos Elahazik? How does that make me a Mu'id? Vis Gamtemu Leimet Dahavu Mu'id Ba'akoysa L'achoyne Sh'oysa Sh'loy B'kavone from Rashi it would seem in L'chayre the gather of Karen is that it's something that's unexpected, it's not a normal procedure. And that is why, so that's the Ptur of Meshune. If I see that this Shoyer is Mapel Kaisolim Bekavon, I see Al Kaponim, the Shoyer does Dorim Meshunim. It's, I mean, you can't, I see it's a Mu'ah to do Dorim Meshunim. So Memele, so even though the fourth time is that, So therefore, the even though the fourth time was a hapole, shaloi bekavone, but already I see it's a mood to do dvorim mishunim. Leperushi tzarech loyma, and according to Rashi, the hod dekam ahoche b'mood lipel al bnei adam b'beiros. The way Rashi learns Pshat Nagamore, so Lachayre b'mud lipel abne. Really, the Masik is the first three times. It's a Mishuna Dikeshain, and the fourth time it becomes Shain. It's not a Mishuna Dikeshain. So in reality, you don't need that. In the first three times there were people in the Beiris. It could have been the first three times that it was Chose Yerokev and nothing, there was no one in the boil. But I see that this Shoyer is a Kele Shoyer, it goes close to Boiris to eat Yerokev. You don't need over here, the whole problem is, Lamai said, the fourth time is mazik the chiyuv of koifer is al chain. This is that the chain is chayiv bekoifer. The first three times it was a mashunadika chain, so that's why it's not chain. So I have to see that it's rogel, but it's rogel to be chazi yiruke v'nofal. So I don't need that it killed three people the first three times. I just have to see that when it's chazi yiruke, it falls into a bear. So memeil, it is not necessary at all that there were people in the bear the first three times. It could be no one was in the bear. But I see al koponim that it's not. It's the derech of this shoyel to be careless when it's chosen yiroik, it falls into the boil. So memeila by the fourth apole, it's not a machine of the kishen. So that what the Gemara says, b'muad lipel al b'nei odom b'boirei saskinon. So the al b'nei odom is lav davke. After the Gemara says the Chazi Yeroike v'Nofal, so then Al Kaponim, the Havamin of the Gemara was Mud Lipel Al B'nei Odom Take, that he threw himself on the people. That the Gemara says Yochi Bal Ktola, Omar Rav Yosef the Chazi Yeroike v'Nofal, so you don't need Al B'nei Odom. It's Mud Lipel B'Boiris when it's Chazi Yeroike. The Chazi Kamach Mud Lipel Al B'nei Odom B'Boiris Lehiskil B'nei Odom B'Bishvil Achroine. That the Al-Kaponim, that there was a person the fourth time. The Begimel HaRishon Shal HaRishon Shemud V'yasa Uchil HaPel Asami B'boi Lechel HaYerek. But Al-Kaponim, this is Rashi Shita. We have these Ha'ores of Taisvis. Now let's continue the Gemara and then we'll go back to Asugi. Al-Kaponim, this was Rav's Mahalach. Rav's Mahalach was that we are speaking about, that what it says in the Mishnah, Yechayev Koifa, it's speaking about, we have a few problems, since it's speaking about a boil. So we have a problem, how did it ever become a muet? Because a boil, the eitzes of the Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph are not applicable. So you have to say the first three nefiles were Shaloi Bekavona Lahazik. We have to say the fourth time was also Shaloi Bekavona Lahazik. Because if it's Kavona Lahazik, some are male, so then it doesn't become, so it's a tam on the fourth Nefila. So now it became Shein Bechotzer Anizik. That's why it's good Aviv Obnoi. And by the Mu'ed of Shein, Rav is also Moide that Yechayev Koifa, even though there's no Chiyev Skila. And now Gemara is speaking about that it wasn't a Mu'ed of Shein, because then Rav wouldn't say Yepotah from Koifa. So Gemara is speaking about that the first three times was Kabanosi Lahazik, so then the Hador was with a kavanose lahazik, he became a mood be kavanose lahazik, so then the tashlume koifer is only in a case when the shayr is beskila. Zok the Gemara weiter, Shmuel Omar, Hamani Rabbi Yosi Aglilihi, the Omar Tam Mishalim Chatzi Koifer. Shmuel said a different teretz. Shmuel said that it's speaking about a case the shoyer was mapel atzmoi on a boyer. The shoyer was mapel atzmoi in the boyer, the kavone. It's a tam, and that what the Mishnah says, Yechayiv Koifer. We're speaking about the Biden say there's a din of tashlume kaifa of chatzi kaifa. There's a din of tashlume. The kaifa doesn't mean, you know, it's a tam taka, and kaifa means chatzi kaifa. Speaking about a tam, and Rabbi Yosef really holds that you pay chatzi kaifa. That what the Mishnah says, kaifa means this tashlume kaifa. But you don't pay the whole kaifa because it's speaking about a tam. That's what Shmuel answered. Ula oma Rabbi Yosi Aglili the oma ke Rabbi Tarfa. Ula wanted to say, no, the lashon of kaifa would seem that you pay the whole kaifa, and if it's going according to Rabbi Yosi that a tam pays chatzi kaifa, so the Mishnah says Yechayiv kaifa. So Ula says, no, it's go Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds like Rabbi Tarfa. The Rav Tarfon holds that Keren B'chotzer HaNizik pays Nezik Shalom. So Atam B'chotzer HaNizik will pay Kaifer Shalom. So Mamele, so Ule took away the Chayiv B'Kaifer means Chayiv Kaifer Shalom. Atam is Chayiv Kaifer, and since it's speaking about B'chotzer HaNizik, he's Chayiv Kaifer Shalom. Uma Omar Rabbi Yosef Glili Domek Rav Tarfon, da makerem bechotz hanizik nezik sholim mishalim, achinami kaife sholim mishalim. So pshat in the Mishnah is chayiv kaife sholim, it's a tam, and bechotz hanizik yichayiv kaife sholim. So if the Gemara, so bishloim elu ule, hayne diktani haya oviv oibnoi lesoichai. So according to ule, we need the tnai of chotz hanizik, even though we're speaking about keren bechotz hanizik, but we need the tnai of chotzer nizik because mishune kerem bechotzer nizik to mishalim nezik shalim or kaife shalim. So you need chotzer nizik that the hezek occurred to the in the chotzer nizik. So it was b'nai yoyoviv. Elo l'shmul ma'iria oviv oy b'nai. But according to Shmuel, kaife means chatzi kaife. So there's no necessity at all that it was that the hezek occurred to the bala chotzer. Could be speaking about that someone else was in the boil. Alushmu me'iyavi v'ebnei fila achanami ulche de milsektoni. So the Gemara says, ein achanami. It's very modern why the Mishnah had to speak about it. I mean, it's very good. Normally in the chotzer of Shimon is, you'll find, very good, but who's, what is the Mishnah to speak about it? Shmuel Omar Loilam Betam, Amelati with Rashi, Mesnissen, Chatsi Kaifa Koma, Rabbi Yosihi. Ulam Mukim Lo Nami Betam, but Kaifa means the Kaifa Shalom. Behind the Tony Oviva Bnoi, Abi Kerem bechotz hanizik, the mishalim kaifa shalim, el lishmud amachatzi kaifa ma'iria. Now let us go back to Daf Mem Dalet and let us see Tosfos. Let us just say over again the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, Potter Mimise V'chayiv B'Kaifer. He said, the Mishnah says, on all four cases, Sheshay Mishachach B'Kaisel, V'Nofal Al Odom, O Niskar Ben Largas, V'Behema B'Orgas Al Odom, all cases, and it was Shaloi B'Kavone, so it's Potter Mimise V'chayiv B'Kaifer. Potter means Potter Mimise, because it's Shaloi B'Kavone. V'chayiv b'kaifa v'rav oma pota mizer mizer. V'amai, so the Gemara is asking akashe hotamu. We're asking akashe according to Shmuel, he's a tam. So he said, if he's a tam, so why do you pay kaifa? Why does Shmuel say he's chayiv b'kaifa? So let us see Tosfos. Hotamu. So Tosfos says, what is the problem? We have over here, we had the Gemara on Daf Mem Chesamet Beis, that Shmuel himself said, Pshat, how would it say, Chayiv B'Kaifer? The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Chayiv B'Kaifer means, Chayiv Chatzi Kaifer, Kaifer doesn't mean Namish Kaifer, Shom Chayiv is a Chayiv Kaifer, is going according to Rabbi Yossi Glili that holds Tam Peis Chatzi Koifa. So Mamele, so that's Pshat and Shmuel. Oma Shmuel Potter Mi Misa V'chayim V'koifa. Yechayim V'koifa means Chatzi Koifa. Ak Shmuel said Adach Memches Amet Beis. So that's Pshat and Amishne. So what's the problem? Well, it's a Tamu. So Taisus Leiboy Lemaima the Masnisan Kabyoise Aglili Kedemuk Shmuel Gufa Masnisan Bapor Gabi Hoya Oviv Oibnoibisoise. So then, Pshat in the Mishnah is, according to Shmuel, that Yechayev Kaifer, even though it's a Tam, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That means the Sheir is Beskile. He's a Tam, the Sheir is, the Sheir is Beskile. And he's a Tam, and he's Chayev Kaifer. And what does Rav hold? The Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Taisa says, Leboy Lameim the Masnisan Krabyoise Glilke the Mukeshmul Gufi Masnisan Bapore Kabahoya Oviv Oibnoi Besoiche, the Mai Duchke the Shmuel Lukmi Masnisan Krabyoise Glili. Why did Shmuel have to say our Mishnah is going according to Krabyoise Glili? Our Mishnah says Potter. So Potter could mean Potter from everything. Why did, there he had a problem. There the Mishnah says, Chayiv Bekoifer. So there's a problem. He's a Tam. So why is he Chayiv Bekoifer? So Shmuel said it goes according to Rabbi Yossi Glili that Tam is Chayiv Koifer. But over here the Mishnah says Potter. So why did Shmuel ever say, well, he's Chayiv. Potter only means Amisa, but he's Chayiv Koifer. The Mishnah's going according to Rabbi Yossi Glili. Why does he have to say such a thing? Learn the Mishnah Kipshutai, that the Mishnah is going according to the Chilkim of Rabbi Yosef Glil, like all other Tanoim, and Atam is Potamin, he's Potamin HaKaifa. He's Potamin HaKaifa. The Maiduchi, the Shmuel, looking at Masnis and Rabbi Yosef Glil, Umaplukta, Havashaych, Bazed, Havapligi, Rav, Shmuel, Masnis and Keman, and then, so what kind of Machlekas is this? That Shmuel says Yechayev Koifa because the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi Glili. So Yechayev Koifa. And Rav says Yepotamin HaKoifa because I say the Mishnah is going not according to Rabbi Yossi Glili. So that's why Yepotamin HaKoifa. So what kind of a machlekes is this? Shmuel Badavke once says that sign the Mishnah according to Rabbi Yossi Glili. Ve'oid ereshe de masnisen diktoni mua de mishalem koife and af memalef tam potmin a koife leyosik Rabbi Yossi Glili. So memele, that is why the Gemara did not want to say that Pshat and Shmuel is that you have koife even though it's a tam. Because it's going to Rabbi Yossi Glili, because it's a very big doichik to say that that's Pshat and Shmuel. There, he was over the Eitzis, because it says Chayiv Koifa, so there he had to say, even though he's a Tam, it's Chayiv Koifa. V'hod lai muki Shmuel masnisen de lekamon, b'muad lipel al b'nei odom b'boirois, kid b'meforish milse dohoche b'muad lischacher al b'nei odom b'kesolim. We'll see later how Tosfos learned Pshat, but here we have a Neitzer. We had a Kasha, he's a Tam. The Gemara says a Teretz, b'muad lipel, b'muad lischacher, al b'nei odom b'kesolim. So Tosfos says, mishum dahi leishchiche kahai. That is not a dover shchiach. That's not a dover shchiach that Lipel abnei odam beboires, this is not a dover shriach. Lischachech is a dover shriach. So that's why, so here he's a mu'ud. Over there it's not a dover shriach, so he's not a mu'ud. And we'll understand this a little better with the next taisvis. Votamhu, zuk taisvis, hamachin sovo, shemischachech bekoisel lahapiloi. V'loi miskaven lapiloi al b'nei odom. The Makshin held, shoy shoyim mischachech b'koysel, V'nofel al ha'odom, it means he wanted to throw down the kaisel, not lahanosai. He wanted to throw down the kaisel, but he had no intentions in killing someone. He just wanted to throw down the kaisel. We'll call him a bulldozer. That's exactly what he was. He wanted to throw down kaiselim, but he had no intent. People on the other side of the kaisel, he didn't want to kill them in any way. Just wanted to throw down kaiselim. Fine. V'loi miskaven l'pilei al b'nei odom. De'im kein, lomba ho yapota mimise. If he wanted to throw down the kaiselim in order to kill people, that's the case. So what's the svara of Rav? So why is he potter from kaifa? He's mechaven to throw down kaiselim to kill people, so he's chayiv mise. So why is he chayiv mise? So why does the Mishnah say yapota min hamise? The Mishnah says yapota min hamise. So you have to say he's potter min hamise because he only wants to throw down kaiselim. He has no kavanah to kill the people on the other side of the kaiselim. So memele, he's not mechaven to kill. He's not mechaven to kill. So that's why he's potter min hamise. Frag the Gemara v'hotamu. So what's the kasha v'hotamu? Speaking about, he did this four times. He's mechaven. This is the kasha v'hotamu. And speaking about that he was, he threw down four balls, and each time he threw down a ball, there were people there. He's potter min hamise, that's what the Mishnah says, potter, and he's not a tam, he's a muet, because he did this four times. So Taisva says, Slotzi Nachmo, Amakshin Sova Shemischachach Bekoisel La'pilot. He wanted to throw down the ball. He's not mechaven to throw down the wall in order to kill the people on the other side. He's just mechaven to throw down the wall. The imkayim, because if he wanted to kill the people, lomo yepot hamimisa, why is he pot hamimisa? Mishas is pot hamimisa. So, v'alzeh makshe v'hatamu. He's a tam. Why is he a tam? He did it four times. So Taisvi says, Shafilu also came, come upon me. Afilu the Shoyer did this many times. He throws down Kaisolim. He threw it down four times. Each time he threw down, he killed someone. Vahorag ne'odam shaloi bekavone, ene muet laregodam. He's not called a muet. He doesn't get a teiras mu'et since this was unintentional to kill. He never had an intention to kill people. He only had an intention to throw down the walls. The teis was amir de kezach. So even though he did this many times, he's not called a mu'et la'rigodom. He doesn't get a din mu'et. And Taisus brings a raya. How do I know you don't become a mu'ud? Ki de pirashti le'el. So Taisus brings a raya from a gemara before daf mem alef. Midalai ashkechen mu'ud. The gemara has the kasha and daf mem alef. The gemara says, ki mi'achad mitam kotlin alai mu'ud teichem ashkachas lo. So the gemara mutchitzich. So Taisus says, I have a poshete case. The first three times was niskaven larigas abahime v'horigas ha'odom. So it was killed three people. So he's a mu'it. You don't kill him because the first three times he wasn't mechaven to kill these people. The fourth time he wanted to kill the person and he killed him, and that's pshat the posik. He's a mu'ed, that's chayiv skila the fourth time. Why didn't the Gemara think of this seal? So Tosfos says it's ausgespart that by, if the first three times the whole negiche was shaloi b'miskaven larig, so that's not called a mu'et larig esa odom, because when, even though he, the behemoth killed three times people, it's not called mu'et larig esa odom, so he wouldn't become a mu'et for the fourth time or the fifth time. So that is pshat the Gemara's kasha the shiras atam. That means the Gemara understood that it's speaking about that it was miskaven lahapelas hakoisel, and it wasn't miskaven larik the people on the other side of the koisel, and that's why he's potter min hamisa. So the Gemara held he never becomes a mu'ud by being mapel koiselos al people without kavone to kill them. You don't become a mu'ud. So Be'emison, the Bichas Avram asks Amir de Kekasha, he says, the Tzustel of Tosfos is L'chayre, one could be Mechalik. There's a Amir de Kechilik from the Gemara before to the Gemara, to what Tosfos say. The Gemara before is speaking about the case of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, a mu'ed pays koifer, a mu'ed is chayiv skila. So the Gemara asked an innocent kasha, how could you have a mu'ed mi'achad mi'tam katlina lay, mu'ed heicha mashkachas lay? That was the Gemara's kasha, and daf memalef. So Tosfos asks over there, I'll tell you an eitzah. I'll tell you, it's speaking about the first three times he didn't want to kill an Odom. So memelo, he wanted to kill a behemoth v'horges Odom. So the first three times he killed an Odom shalei bekavone. The fourth time, what the Pasuk is speaking about, the Yishayiv skile al harigas Odom, is speaking about that the fourth time he wanted to kill an Odom. Why didn't the Gemara say this? So Taisa says, there's ois gespart from the Gemara that if the first three times he didn't want to kill an Odom, he won't become a mu'ed. Well, when the fourth time he wanted to kill Odom, this is a different pool in Gansan. That's the raya from the Gemara over there. So memele, so that's true. So that's true because the fourth negiche is not the repetition of the first three negiches. The first three negiches he was mechaven. The first three negiches he was mechaven lariges abeime. And the fourth negiche was mechaven lariges odom. So that's why the Gemara couldn't say it. But Tosfos brings an argument is a different case. He wanted to throw down Kaisalim all the time. So he threw down Kaisalim four times and he killed four people. So maybe this is called a mu'ed. Al-Kaponim, so L'chayre, the raya from Tosfos, L'chayre, one could be mefakpik, but Tosfos brings a raya from over there to us. So that is pshat na Gemara's kasha. The Gemara held that it is speaking about shoyer shoyer mischachech bekoisel to throw down the koisel. V'nof alala odom, he wasn't mechaven to kill the person, he was mechaven to throw down the koisel. V'nof alala odom, so since the harigas odom was shalei bekavon, will never become a mu'ed. So v'tamu, that was the Gemara's kasha, v'maya tamu, why does he pay koifa? He's miskaven to throw down kaisolim, but he's not a mu'ed to kill people. U'mishani b'mu'ed li'ischachech al b'nei odom. Perish. B'mischachech lahanosoi k'demeforish v'ozul. So Tosfos learns that really the Talzin meant to answer as follows. We're speaking about that he wanted to scratch himself. So this is called shame. A shame pays koifer, and on the first time, Yechayev Koifer, Shein is Chayev Koifer the first time. That was really pshat in the Teretz. That was pshat in the Teretz. That Shein is Chayev, he wanted to scratch himself. And so that's a muid, and the shoil fell down on a person, and that's how he became, and that's why he's chayiv koifer. Da ve muid mitchilo say da have kiyuche. That's the case. The imtaima, we'll come back to this. Imtaima, mi doichkei l'shmul leima shechayiv koifa. Why did Shmuel have to say that he's chayiv koifa? Yamidenu, why did Shmuel have to say he's chayiv koifa? We yes takashe, it's a tam. Can't be speaking about he was mechaven, lahapel, sakoisel, and later it killed someone four times because then he's a tam. So why is he chayiv koifa? So you have to say, it's a ganze meise, there's a different akimte. Let's say taki potter from koifa. Umidoichi l'shmu loima shechayiv koifa. Yamidenu b'miskavu lahapel ala koiso. V'loi niskavan lahapel al b'nei yodo. Upotter gam mi koifa l'fishu huta. So why do we have to make the kimte is that he's chayiv koifer. Say it's like a potter from everything. V'yeshloim del rav v'shmu mashmu lishne de masnisen de ktoni v'nofel ala odom shloim eskaven lapiloi elo memeir le'ira shenofel ayidei sho ischachich boi lahanose. It happened, I see, he had no interest to be mappled on the person. Shenof aydei shem ischach boi lanos, ilakach komar shmu, heiche de mischachach bekoysa lahanosa, ki de mashme lishne de masnisen, de pota mimise vechayev koifa. And he says, the lotion of the Mishnah is mashme, that the hapole was shaloi bekavone, so it was mischachach lanosi. V'rav amapota mizeh mizeh, k'demash melishin lishin shapota legamri. V'amakshin ho yesova, d'ho denokya b'masnisin, v'nofal al ho'odom, v'loi k'toni lahapiloi. V'shum d'loi miskaven lahapiloi al ho'odom mairi, avu mikol moki miskaven lahapiloi v'shaloi al ho'odom mashmaloi shemairi. So, Taisva says that there was a mashmois shoy shoy mischachach bekoisel v'nofal al ha'odom. So the mashmois is the nofal al ha'odom was not intentional. He krat v'nofal al ha'odom. So memele, so the whole dion was, why was he mischachach bekoisel? But it's zicher he wasn't mischachach bekoisel to be mapel al ha'odom. That's the mas. It doesn't say vehipel al ha'odom. It says v'nofel al ha'odom. So the makshin learned shoy shoyim mischachach bekoisel v'nofel al ha'odom is speaking about that he wanted to throw down the wall, and God, there was a person there. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. So, and that the Gemara asked the Kasha, if that is pshat in the Mishnah, so why are you chayiv koifa according to Shmuel? Taisa said before, that if a person wants to throw down so he's a tam, he never becomes a muid by, with a kavone lahazik, if he wants to be mazik the wall and not to kill someone, he will never become a muet. Shaloi b'miskaven, he's not called a muet, so he's a tam. So why does Shmuel say that it is speaking about that he's chayiv koifer? Why is he chayiv koifer? So really the teretz is, Shmuel learned that the shoyl was mischachach b'koisel lehanosoi. That's really how Shmuel learned. If he's mischachach bekoisel lahanosoi, so now this is the mazik of shame, and he's a mu'ed the first time, and by shame, and he's a mu'ed the first time, if he's a mu'ed the first time, so memele, that is why you pay kaifa. You pay kaifa, talking about it's shame. That's why he's chayiv kaifa the first time. That is the sfora of Shmuel. We'll see, in Rav Tainis, it's shaloi, in Rav Tainis, he's still potter from kaifa. The problem of Taisvis is, l'chayre, how do we learn pshat in the Gemara? Taisvis says what the mechuvin of the Tarzan was, but in the Loshna Gemara, it's very difficult to understand. That means as follows. The first we had understood that it's speaking about, he wanted to throw that, it says v'nofal. Nofal was not a direct result of the mischachach b'koysel. Nofal was, he wanted to throw down the koysel, v'nofal ala adam. And that the Gemara said, he will remain at tam, he will not become a mu'ed. This is a pula of Karen, and he will not become a mu'ed of Karen if he never was mechaven to kill a person. That was the Gemara's kasha. Vatamu, he's a tam, so why do you pay kaifa the fourth time? So really, the Gemara should have answered, it's not speaking he was mischachech lahano. It's not speaking he was mischachech lahapeles akoisel, because they have the four times he'll still be a tam. It's speaking about mischachech bekoisel lahanos, and that is the eventual teretz, and that's what Taisva says. That was pshat in the teretz. But we look in the lashon of the Gemara, with where the Gemara says the teretz, it's shreklach shver. The Gemara says, Vanaivo tamhu, kida omarav, bemuet lipel al bnei odom beboyreis, ochenami, bemuet lischachech al bnei odom bekeisole. So the Gemara seems to be saying, and that's the lashon of the teretz, is that he wanted to throw it down al bnei odom. Ma mentions lischachech al bnei odom bekeisole. He wanted to throw it down to kill the people. And that the Gemara is Sakash, Iyochi Bar Ketolu. So it's Moiridik Modne. If the whole Gemara is going because the Gemara was Medayik, Vinofal means, the whole Gemara is going, Vinofal means it was unintentional. So why did the Gemara, the Loshen of the Tarzan is, he's saying a whole new pshat. He meant to say, That's what they says. He meant to say was mischachech lahanosei. That's what he meant to say. So, but the loshen of the Tarzan is very shver. So why did he say such a loshen? He said a loshen b'mu'ed lischachech al b'nei adam. He seems to be saying he wanted to kill people through this hapola. And that's the Gemara Sakashi. Yochi bar Ketolu. So why does it say that he's potter mimisa? So the Loshen of the Talsin is very shver. That's me, the Maram says that the Makshin understood that pshat in the Teretz. He said, no, I don't mean that. But the Loshen of the Teretz is very shver.